All right, so on this week's episode of The Valley, Jax has gone to rehab, and it was a Jax-free episode. They didn't even show the footage, I don't think, of him going to rehab. They just talked about the fact that it happened. And I have to say, it was a good episode without him. I didn't need him in it. There was enough going on. Janet is still boring. And there was some scene. So in this episode, we've got everyone going to Janet's birthday party, which is at some arcade.
Buster and something.
Something. So that's all on there. It's a time zone. It's time zone. You have a time zone black card or gold card, don't you? Like, you're always at time zone.
Platinum?
I just want to be.
Bring it out if you want.
Yeah, I want to be you when I grow up. I want a platinum time zone card. I can't think of anything worse than being at time zone for my birthday party, by the way. No. And the drama just kicked off. She invited Kristen and Kristen went.
Yes.
And anyway, we've had some side drama off onto the side. So there's a group chat. There's a boys' group chat that's ended up with like 20 or 30 guys in it. And they all talk shit. And Jesse, this is his version of the story, is claiming that in the group chat that he has, as a joke to test who the mole is, who is leaking the group chat, has put in this message thread to all the guys that his ex-wife, or soon-to-be ex-wife, what's her name, Michelle, is a $1,500 a night hooker and sleeping with a billionaire for money. So it all kicks off at this time zone party. Michelle finds out this rumor because, what's his name? Danny told Luke. Danny is like the guy from The Righteous Gemstones, the young pastor. Absolutely. 100%. He's got Christian rock pastor written all over him. Yeah. Anyway, he has a little gossip to Luke, who is not in the group chat. They're on camera, by the way. He's kind of whispering, which makes me think that he maybe thought that the conversation they were having wasn't important enough to film. I just don't think he's quite ready for reality TV world yet. Yeah.
Does Danny realize who the men in the house with the big black things are? Like that they're holding, they're watching you. They're holding video cameras.
Yeah.
Like, you let them in, you're on a reality TV show.
I love the pettiness. Well, not the pettiness. He's done the right thing. Luke has then gone and told the women, as in Kristen and Brittany, and then at this time zone party, they've then told Michelle. And so that's all kicked off and she's crying and she's upset. And then, of course, the boys have to, one of the girls confronts Jesse about it. And then he's like, oh, yeah, I did that, but it was a joke. It was a whole big mess. And while all this mess was happening, I thought this was really dodgy of production. Janet is off playing games and having fun and whooping it up because it's her birthday party and she doesn't want to be over there with all the drama. And Michelle is having a meltdown and crying. And they just keep cutting from Michelle crying to Janet playing these games. I think production are onto what we think about her and her involvement in the show. Yeah.
I don't care if she's a prostitute and sleeping with someone from, like, I don't know why it was such a big, I know it wasn't even true, but if that's what she's doing,
sure. But he's just a horrible person.
He's a horrible person. And it's not a nice rumor to start. And the fact that he said he did it as a joke, I'm like, yeah. or a test or whatever he was doing. Yeah. But I found that the whole episode went around it. I was like, oh, okay. By the end, I was a bit sick of it. Her crying, cutting back and forward. Luke or Vincent van Gogh, and Kristen's like, you look like Santa Claus. Huh, no, he doesn't. He's the least Santa Claus looking person that I've seen. Like, what Santa's she looking at?
Very sick one from the Midwest.
Yeah, or like in a weird, like, original one. You know how sometimes they're not quite right? You're like, that's not the cutesy one that I normally see.
He looks like one of those guys that works at Sovereign Hill. Have you ever been to Sovereign Hill?
Yeah.
Yeah. So like, oh, gold rush. He should have a vest and a shirt and a gold pan and a horse behind him and a tent.
Dogs. Actually, some of the houses that we're looking at remind me of the ones from Sovereign Hill.
You're living it. You're in an affluent area, Rochelle. Clearly, you need to expand and go out into the poor areas so you can afford your mansion.
No area is left uncovered right now. But anyway, he does look like Vincent van Gogh, but he is growing on me. I watched him on Watch What Happens Live with Brittany this week. He's growing on me. Like, I like him. Kristen, I can see that they'll be a good couple. I think he's a really good influence on her because they were talking about, can you defend her on Watch What Happens Live? And there were things that he's like, nah, that was before my time. No, I didn't know her then. Like, I think he'll hold her accountable and she needs that. Mm. We all need that. I, like, my husband's like, ugh. So we all need a little bit of that in our lives. But, so he's growing on me. Really, I'm still enjoying this, like, the season, but I hope that this fallout from this rumor and whatever has been spread doesn't keep going on. I don't want to watch a whole season of Michelle just crying.
Yeah, I'm with you. It's funny, I was listening to a podcast and they were talking about the Valley and just the relationship stuff, like all of the fighting and the kids and stuff like that. And it's starting to, well, it was last episode. It wasn't because Jax was gone this time, but it is starting to resemble a little bit of like a teen mum. You know how you had those really volatile relationships happening over custody and stuff like that? It's like the adult version of teen mum.
Yeah.
It's just, yeah, everyone's got a little bit more money and it's a little bit more glamorous, but it's still got that almost like MTV feel about it.
Yeah. That show's still going. Did you know that?
I know.
Like Walking Dead, they just don't quit. Like, hon, you're not a teen mum anymore. Midlife crisis mum. Why is it still going?
Don't they have new people every time?
Yeah, but they still have like the original ones. Remember
The porn star one, Farrah something, isn't her name? Yeah. Farrah?
But every now and then I see, and I don't know, I don't watch it, which is surprising, but every now and then I see like the little thing and it's like the teen mum reunion or like they must go back and look at the ones that have been on it before.
Reality Mums acknowledges the traditional owners of lands and waters that this podcast is recorded on.